Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is impossible for us to determine who the elect of God are until such time as the Lord is pleased to call them out of darkness and into the light. The times of His elect are in His hands. From the beginning He has covered them under the shelter of His wings and held them in His hands, from which they could not be plucked. Time would fail us to recount in detail the abundance of mercy which is visited upon those who are the sons of God, or the multitude of pathways which the Lord has marked out for them to travel in order to bring them unto Himself. But suffice it to say that His mercies are new every morning, lest they should be consumed. Paul asks, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works. Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. This is a startling statement to the men of moralistic religion, who expect that their righteous living must surely be regarded in a favorable light by the Lord. Most modern faith teachers regard faith as an activity which men can engage in, and do their best to try to convince men to have it or exercise it. Many books have been written seeking to accomplish this goal, and to educate their readers as to the ease with which it can be performed. Now there is no doubt that there is an exercise of faith. But the exercise of faith cannot be understood until one is given the knowledge of the object of faith. A man is not justified by the exercise of faith, but rather by the one who is the faith of God's elect. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That which was accounted as Abraham's righteousness was not the fact that he believed, but rather the fact that God was the object upon which he relied. Belief is of no use if the object of that faith is not Jesus Christ and him crucified. So that faith in which the sons of God desire to be found is that which is in Jesus Christ, as Paul exhorts Timothy, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. The exercise of faith is not a work of man, but is rather the gift of God. Sadly, faith is viewed by many as an ability which a man might operate in according to his free will, and as such is no different than performing the deeds of the law. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. No activity of man can cause him to be accepted in the sight of him who hates the workers of iniquity, will not acquit the wicked, and views the righteousnesses of men as filthy rags. So one might ask, where then can faith be found? The faith of God's elect is in Jesus Christ. Paul speaks of it as the faith of Christ. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The exercise of faith in men is weak in its best state, so much so that it is non-existent. As the Lord said, if you have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. The great faith boasters think that Christ was exhorting his hearers to attempt great things, yet he was actually instructing them as to the barrenness of their faith. Great faith, which is the gift of God, is illustrated for us by the centurion at Capernaum, the woman whose daughter was vexed by a devil, and the woman with the issue of blood. In all cases they called upon him in whom they believed. It was not their exercise of faith which the Lord Jesus remarked upon, but rather the location of that faith. Where is your faith?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to ForThePoor@Windstream.net.